PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Yes, it's Sunday again. Hello, everyone, and welcome to your Sunday program of Smiles Across the Miles, PCJ Radio International's The Happy Station Show. Keith Powell here with you for the next 55 minutes or so. Very nice to have you with us today on this, the 18th of June, 2017. We actually have quite a few things to get to today, so let's begin right away with our first piece of music, Herb Miller and his orchestra. Now, the song that we're going to listen to is actually something that was made popular by Glenn Miller, the American band leader. So I have no idea if Herb Miller is any relation to him. I did try checking online when I picked up this CD in our library, and the first time that I listened to it, but I couldn't find anything. But anyway, it's still nevertheless very nice to listen to. Herb Miller and his orchestra with Jeep Jockey Jump. Herb Miller and his orchestra with Jeep Jockey Jump. And I have no idea if there's any relation, of course, to Glenn Miller. That was a recording from 1991 called Back to Back. And in our music library, it's the only disc, actually, that we have of Herb Miller. I don't even know how we got this one, but actually, it's quite nice. It is a live recording, and I'm thinking we should actually play something from it again on a future edition of the program. Anyway, nice to have you with us today for the 18th of June, 2017. Now, there is a very interesting stage show, which is actually going to be taking place in Australia. Actually, it opens up tonight when you're listening to this program. On the 18th of June, maybe you're not even listening to the show. Maybe you're actually at this live concert, which is happening at the Sydney Opera House. It then moves to the QPAC in Brisbane for two shows. One show on the 22nd. Now, it already performed on the 16th of June, which was this past Friday. Now, what is this show about? Well, we're going to take a listen now to two songs back to back. And maybe this will give you an idea. Frank Sinatra and Doris Day. I think I just gave you the clue. Anyway, Frank Sinatra with They Can't Take That Away From Me.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep that memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, that away, they won't take that away, 'cause they can't take that away from me.
The lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of the subway train, the rattle of a taxi, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's when the Broadway baby says goodnight. It's early in the morning, Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good hazy hush-a-bye, I'll buy you this and that, you hear Daddy saying. And baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day.
Doris Day, Lullaby of Birdland, and before that, Frank Sinatra and They Can't Take That Away From Me. Now, these are two icons, of course, that you can no longer see perform on stage. Frank Sinatra sadly died a number of years ago. Doris Day is 95 years old, but not performing anymore. Next, this is an interesting show, actually. It's called The Music of Frank Sinatra and Doris Day. Next, the ABC's Fran Kelly caught up with two of its stars, Tom Bernardson and Melinda Schneider.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart.
My wishful dreams came true.
Frank Sinatra and Doris Day from the 1954 film Young at Heart. And you can't hear those two icons together these days anymore. And I'm reassuring you all, I wasn't killing off Doris Day earlier. I know she's alive and 95, but Frank sadly is not with us. So we're bringing you the next best thing, who may, maybe you'll think it's even better this morning. Tom Bernardson and Melinda Schneider have separately performed shows about Frank Sinatra and Doris Day over the years. Now these two have come together for a new show. It's called Young at Heart, inspired by the movie and the best-selling soundtrack. And as you're about to hear, they deliver some pretty uncanny renditions of the originals. Melinda, Tom, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran. Hey, good morning. Fran.
Now, Melinda, we've spoken to you before on the program about Doris Day. You had that album with a great title, Melinda Does Doris, your tribute to Doris Day. What's drawn you back to Doris again?
Oh, Tom, of course. About a year ago, I called Tom out of the blue and said, hey, why don't we put Doris and Frank together? And he kindly duetted with me on my album last year, Melinda Does Doris Again, the movie songs. And it worked out so well that we thought, hey, we'd better do a show.
Let's do a show. Tom Bernardson, you've had a Frank Sinatra obsession, I think we can call it that.
Yes, lifelong one, friend.
Since you're a child, truly,
isn't
it?
That's correct, yeah.
Why? Tell me about that. What was it as a little boy that made you love Frank?
Well, there was something. My mother tells me that when I was very, very young, she had an album called A Swingin' Affair, and I would point to the album cover and say, the man in the hat, let's hear the man in the hat. So there was something about those wonderful songs, the arrangements by men such as the brilliant Nelson Riddle and Sinatra's voice itself that grabbed me at a very young age.
And he's done well by you, hasn't he, really, over the
years?
Well,
I've done well by him.
Well, we'll be the judge of that. but it's inspired a lot of your work. I mean, you spent a fair bit
indeed.
Of time.
Yeah, I created, well...
Living Frank.
After I was asked by Tina Sinatra to sing the voice of her father as a young man in the miniseries that she produced about her father in the early 90s, then I created my own show about Sinatra called Frank, A Life in Song. And yes, it's gone on and on and on for years, Fran, much longer than I ever imagined.
I think we're going to cut the talking for now. We'll come have a few more words to say after, but let's hear you two. What are you singing?
Young at Heart.
Young at Heart. Of course. How could I even ask? Let's hear it. And we're ably accompanied here by Bill. Hi, Bill.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart.
For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart.
You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day.
And love is either in your heart or on its way.
Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart?
For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart.
And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part: you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. Survive to 105. Look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part: you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Blue Eyes is back with Doris Day, the two guy, girl and guy, back together again.
And Bill Risby on the piano. Lovely.
And Bill Risby. And Bill did a great job on the keyboards, no doubt about it. But you're going to have a 20-piece orchestra, you two,
indeed,
when you hit the big
yes.
stage.
Oh, lovely string section as well as the big band sound. So really looking forward to it.
Though, Bill, I would like to congratulate you. That was a
thank you.
Terrific accompaniment. when you do hit the big stage, it's the Opera House, the Hamer Hall in Melbourne, the Opera House in Sydney and QPAC in Brisbane. So we are talking big stages, big audiences.
Beautiful venues, yes.
What are we going to hear? All the hits?
All
are we
going to
hear Que Sera Sera?
Of course, yes, that'll be there. But we're doing a lot of them as duets, of course, because people have seen us do our individual shows. So we thought we'll do New York together and Secret Love together and a whole lot of Doris and Frank songs together.
And is it just the songs? I notice that when you two do Frank and Doris, there is a little bit of a change that comes over your faces. I mean, how much are you sort of concentrating on how these two are as much as how they sound?
Well, it's not, I suppose, really it comes out. It just comes out in spite of me when I'm doing it. Because you have to connect to the material yourself, you know, as well as try to be faithful to that distinctive musical expression of Sinatra's.
So it's the lyrics, really, isn't it? You're tuning into the.
But the repertoire is
romantic.
Wonderful, Fran. I mean, we've got, you know, we've got Come Fly With Me, we've got Night and Day, we've got I've Got the World on a String.
Stop,
we've got,
stop, you know, I can't yeah. wait. And what are you wearing? Doris, that's what you know, I want to know.
And Academy Award winners all the way, Secret Love, we've got, you know, the Black Hills of
the
Dakota, it goes on and on.
Calamity
you know.
Jane. Yeah.
You're in a tux, what are you wearing, cowgirl suit?
Oh, I've got four costume changes.
Oh, great.
But okay. I'm in a tux, that's right.
So there's a little bit of theatre in the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Melinda Schneider, Tom Burleson, and Bill, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
The ABC's Fran Kelly speaking there with Tom Burleson and Melinda Schneider, who are part of a new show called The Music of Frank Sinatra and Doris Day, which will be on Sunday, June 18th, when this program goes out at the Sydney Opera House, and then at the OPAC in Brisbane on Thursday, the 22nd. If you check online for the stage show, The Music of Frank Sinatra, do check it out, Young at Heart, because you never know. It may actually... especially for listeners in Australia, may go to other cities and who knows, to other parts of the world. It's certainly a show that I would like to see. It seems like a lot of fun. Anyway, you are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. And we're going to play something very different right now. And I say very different only because I have no idea any about this group. Actually, it was today when I went to the music library. We have one shelf of CDs that have actually never been played, or maybe on rare occasions. And it was another one that I picked up, and I liked the cover of it. It's red and blue and has a hand, and it's actually quite nice. It's called Wave Goodbye to Grandma. That's the name of the disc. It's by a group called the Ward Brothers. I have no idea about them. But anyway, let's take a listen to Shadows here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
Mirror.
There we go, the Ward Brothers with Shadow. If you know anything about them, do let us know. Anyway, you are listening to Happy Station coming to you from PCJ Radio International. This past week, we've just uploaded another Happy Station show at our Patreon page from December 26th, 1971, recorded live at Studio, in Studio 11, at Radio Nederland. And it's one of the live audience shows, which is actually a lot of fun. It was the last show of 1971 because the first show, 1972, was a week later, and that was on a Sunday. So the last show of 1971, December 26th. Let's take, this is an interesting show because it really is multilingual. It's English, Dutch, and Spanish, and I think some other languages tossed in as well. Let's take a little listen to an excerpt from that program.
Dan vermoeden de mensen waarschijnlijk dat dat zal zijn met de liedjes die jij normaal zingt. Maar dat is iets heel anders. Vertel daar eens wat over.
Nou, geloof ik dat je mij een klein beetje verkeerd begrepen hebt. Want ik zing inderdaad de liedjes die men van mij kent. Mm-hmm. Maar daarentegen zing je natuurlijk ook andere dingen mm-hmm. die je graag zelf zou willen zingen.
Ja, maar voor maar je publiek, daar gaat het nu om.
Ja, je bedoelt waarschijnlijk de kindervoorstellingen.
Juist, nu zijn we er.
Ja, dat is nu erg druk, moet ik je zeggen, want het is kerstvakantie, dus mm-hmm. de kinderen hebben dus nu vrij en we hebben veel kindervoorstellingen mm-hmm. in de kerstvakantie. En dat is met een vaste groep van mensen waarvoor wij dus een speciaal programma voor de kinderen hebben.
Mm-hmm. En daarnaast treed je dan ook nog 's avonds op, gewoon
ja,
een voorstelling als Connie Vink.
Ja,
hè?
Gewoon, dat doe ik overdag ook wel hoor. Maar,
ja, want je vertelde me dat je hebt vorige week hoeveel voorstellingen in één week gegeven?
14.
Nou, ik bedoel maar. Als je dan ervan uitgaat dat het een vijfdaagse werkweek is, wat het natuurlijk niet is.
Ja, toch voor ons niet.
Nee, goed. Maar dan nog, als het een zevendaagse werkweek is, dan toch nog 2 voorstellingen per dag.
Ongeveer, ja.
Okay, well, after this little story about the children's performances that you give throughout the country, I know that you have a whole list of people in Australia and maybe also New Zealand.
Yes, New Zealand. No, I can't remember the names, you know.
Well, some of them you can.
It's 1 year and a half ago that I have been to Australia and New Zealand. But I want to say hello to Laurie in Sydney, Kees Muskens en de Missionaris niet te vergeten in Melbourne, John Vermeer in Perth en natuurlijk Bob en Ank van de Wolf in Sydney. En nou ben ik ook nog eventjes in Amerika geweest in oktober. En daar hebben wij weer met een hele groep Nederlandse artiesten opgetreden voor de Nederlandse mensen daar. We zijn voor de AVO Club daar geweest en nog voor andere clubs in Canada. Ik kan het allemaal niet zo goed onthouden hoor, sorry.
Nee, maar goed.
Maar de groeten aan Martin Flipsen en Arend en Fietje die ons zo geweldig verwend hebben. Jack Hendricks, Wim en Riet. He, de zwager van Toby Rix, John, ik weet allemaal die namen niet meer hoor.
Nou,
en
geloof
Appie en Anneke in San Francisco en in Canada ook. Iedereen de groeten.
Goed, ik geloof dat, dat het een hele simpele oplossing is om gewoon te zeggen de groet aan iedereen die ik daar ontmoet.
Nou, waarom heb ik dat niet gelijk gedaan? De
ja,
groet aan iedereen.
Okay, Connie, thank you very much for telling us all these things. Especially the story about your dog, I enjoyed that. And why don't you tell us what the next song is going to be, because after all, that's what you're here for.
Well, I've chosen a piece of Jesus Christ Superstar, mm-hmm. and the title is I Don't Know How to Love Him, but I'll tell you something, I know.
Okay, Connie Vink.
Really changed in his past few days when I've seen myself.
Muchas gracias a Connie Fink, esta guapita holandesa, con una canción del espectáculo musical que se llama Jesus Christ Superstar. El título de esta canción en inglés es I Don't Know How to Love Him, no sé cómo llamarle, cómo amarle, y se trata, claro, en este caso de Jesucristo.
Hello. Is the Happy Station Show calling listeners everywhere?
Everywhere!
It's your station of smiles across.
Hello, I'm Keith Perron, host of the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio International, which next year will celebrate its 90th anniversary. Along with many new listeners that we have attracted over the last 7 years, there are also many of you that tune in who remember the Eddie Starts and Tom Meyer days.
Things are getting to be more improvised any minute. What was the name of this beautiful piece? Nobody knows. The trouble I've seen. Kiss it up.
Over the past few years, many of you have commented that you enjoy when we go into the archives and broadcast material that hasn't been heard in decades. With a number of people asking if the Happy Station Show and Radio Nederland archives will be made available. And guess what? Yes. That's right. Yes. The answer is yes.
Can you imagine when Happy Station was only 7 years old, you started...
I would like to invite you to become a patron at Patreon. At Patreon, you will be able to hear the latest Happy Station show. And for those who are patrons, you will have full access to unedited Happy Station shows and Radio Netherlands content, both in sound and vision, from the past 89 years. All these sound recordings have been remastered from the original tapes and discs. And let's talk about films for a moment. That's right, Happy Station did produce some films. And we went back to this production studio and remastered them. Now just look at how the original 16mm print looked before. But after spending numerous hours going frame by frame, now look at it.
It was really only a hunch. I had an intuition that... He had style enough.
Now, I know that many of you right now would like to see and hear these historical programs. Well, guess what? It's time for you to become a patron at Patreon. Those who become patrons at Patreon will be helping to support the digitization of all these tapes and films.
You cross your fingers, you hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
And those who are patrons will also get rewards like rare music recordings, rare programs, books, and much more. Also, if we reach our goal of $200 a month, PCJ Radio International will produce special programs that will be broadcast on shortwave for you. So come on now, show your support today, become a patron at Patreon. For more information, visit www.patreon.com/PCJ Radio. Well, yes, and that was the little promo for our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/PCJ Radio. And this past week, we just uploaded another Happy Station show from December 26th, 1971 that hasn't been heard since it was originally broadcast in that year. This coming week, we have a very interesting program that we are going to be uploading there. And it's from 1964. And the program is identified as made at the stereo unit of Radio Nederland. Yes, made at the stereo unit of Radio Nederland. It's presented and written by John Vandensteen. And it's called The Paperman and Audio Statistics. And it is very interesting. That's the only thing I have to say. We're not going to play a clip on it this week on the show. But next week we will run a little excerpt. But you'll be able to find it at our Patreon page. So if you become a patron, you can actually access all this material. Those who are not patrons can only access little tidbits every now and again. Time for music now. I think we're playing a lot more music this week, which is actually good. The Lady is a Tramp, Della Reese.
I get too hungry for dinner at 8. I like the theater, but never go late. I just don't bother with people I hate. And so they say, this lady is a tramp. Won't go to crap games with barons and earls. Don't go in Harlem in sabers and pearls. Don't dish the dirt, well, not with the girls. And so they say, this lady is a tramp. I like that free, fresh wind in my hair, my life without care. I'm broke, okie doke. Hate California, gets cold, gets damp. And so they say, this lady is a tramp. Too hungry to be waiting for dinner at 8. I'm crazy about the theater, but I don't dig it if I'm late. Who's got time to be bothered with people you know you hate? And so they say, this lady is a tramp. I just cannot afford a crap game with a baron or an earl. And I'm very hip to Harlem. I wanna keep my sables and I love my pearls. Play with boys, let the boys play with girls. And so they say, this lady is a tramp. I like that free, fresh wind all in my hair, my life without care. I was born broke, so it's okie doke. Don't like a Lombardo, I dig Basie, Ellington and Ham. And so they say, this lady is a tramp.
The Lady is a Tramp, Della Reese, from the album Della. That's D-E-L-L-A. Recorded in living stereo. Yes. One of those. I have to say the living stereo recordings do sound actually quite nice with an arrangement there by Neil Hefti. Now, many of you may be familiar with the singer-songwriter Roger Miller, who died a number of years ago. He wrote a lot of very, you could say, maybe kitschy novelty songs. One of them was King of the Road. Well, there's actually another version of that song called Queen of the House. Here's Jody Miller.
Up every day at 6, bacon and eggs to fix. 4 kids from 1 to 4. Pretty soon there'll be one more. I got old floors to wax and scrub, and there's a dirty old ring in the tub. I'll get a maid someday, but till then I'm queen of the house. No time to fix my hair, need a new dress to wear. Old clothes will have to do, 'cause the kids all need new shoes. I got bridge club each Tuesday night. He goes out with the boys and gets tied. But when the evening's through, he comes home to the queen of the house. I know the milkman, the iceman, they come every day. They give me tips on the horses to play. And when I've got the time to spare, wished that I had picked a rich millionaire. I sing up every day at six, bacon and eggs to fix for kids from one to four. Pretty soon there'll be one more, but Sundays I'm mighty glad we send the kids to his mom and dad. It's the day that makes me glad I'm queen of the house. Up every day at six, bacon and eggs to fix for kids from one to four. Pretty soon there'll be one more, but Sundays I'm mighty glad we send the kids.
Jody Miller, queen of the house. When listening to that, I just realized there's probably some feminists out there who say, oh, the song should be banned. It offends me. Well, if it offends you, don't listen to it. You know, I always, you know, the other day I was discussing this with somebody. I mean, anybody who's on social media will know that it's the land of people getting offended. They love to get offended over everything. And I just look at it this way. Well, if you know you're going to get offended, then don't go there. It's that easy. You know, if you don't like something and something doesn't offend you, don't pay attention to it. But it doesn't seem that anybody could do that. You know, I've told people before that I'd like to get offended. I mean, I would like to get offended. Try to offend me. It doesn't work. You know, it's just, I just go, so be it. But, you know. I suppose everybody is different and people just like it. They like going through the torture. But anyway, enough about that. Now, many of you, of course, will be familiar with James Last and his band, but he had two brothers. His brother Kai, who went by the name Kai Varner, who was also a musician, who had his own orchestra and a group of singers. And then, of course, there was his other brother, Robert Last. And if you watch any of the early television performances of Robert Last, you will see Robert Last in those performances playing drums. And Robert Last also recorded a series of albums, which are quite good and quite fantastic. He was an amazing drummer. We're going to listen to one of them right now. It's a medley of three songs. Robert Last and his orchestra playing Promised Land, Boca Chica, and Joy to the World here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
Thank you.
Promised Land, Boca Chica, and Joy to the World, Robert Last and his orchestra. And while he was even recording his own albums, he was also performing at James Last until a certain period. Good drummer, actually. Actually, he was a good drummer. Very, very talented guy. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for on this week's edition of the program. If you want to contact us, of course, our email address, as you know, is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. We're going to end today with Diana Ross and the Supremes. Well, actually, this is a recording when they were just called the Supremes. Until Diana Ross's ego got out of the way, they said, you have to call it Diana Ross and the Supremes. Well, she didn't really say it like that. I think she probably had much sterner words. Here is one of their hits. It's called Back in My Baby's Arms Again. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.